Minute Mystery. Circuits are humming with calls radiating out from FBI headquarters in Chicago to agents in the West. As our scene opens, we hear...
Denver FBI, Knox speaking.
Hello, Knox. This is Sam Judson in Chicago reporting a jewel theft.
I'm listening.
Mr. Digby, president of Giles Department Store here, reported it a short while ago. They're selling the Babson collection of jewels.
Some nice rocks in that batch, I'll bet.
Yes, and one of them is missing. A fabulous diamond bracelet.
Where do we go from there?
It seems that the bracelet was first missed about 3:30. Several customers have been interested during the afternoon. One man in particular stands out in the clerk's mind.
Well, what's his description?
About 50, gray hair, bushy eyebrows, and penetrating brown eyes. Very distinguished.
Anything unusual?
Yes, a slight French accent.
Well, where does the Denver Bureau fit into the puzzle?
Maybe it doesn't, but the chief wants all the westbound trains checked to see if we can locate the Frenchman. Assuming that the thief was in Giles' store in Chicago around 3:30 and left for the west on the first train, he would have caught the 5:30. When she goes through Denver, get aboard and see what you can see.
Well, how do you figure he left Chicago on a train and is heading for the coast?
It is pretty flimsy evidence, but oddly enough, he took the clerk's name. Said on his return from the west coast, he would stop in again.
Can you beat that for boldness? Well, you may be right after all about his being on one of the western bound trains.
That's for you to find out, my boy. Good luck.
Thanks, Judson. See you soon, I hope. I beg your pardon, but haven't I seen you somewhere before?
I believe it not, monsieur.
Funny, though. I thought I might have seen you in Chicago.
I have never been there myself. I passed through only on this train yesterday for the first time. I wish we had time to get off and look around.
Oh, you're not traveling with someone else, huh?
Oh, yes, my wife, Madame Badeau, and I left New York together several days ago.
Where are you bound?
For the West Coast.
Well, I hope your business isn't too pressing, because I'm going to have to ask you to get off at the next stop with me.
Oh, but monsieur, this is some sort of a joke. One minute you wish to be my friend, the next minute my enemy.
On the contrary, Mr. Badeau. I'm an agent of the FBI. And your description fits perfectly the case I'm working on. The mistake in your alibi also fits. Wouldn't I be foolish to let you slip through my fingers?
But I know nothing of this case, monsieur.
I have a wire in my pocket dated March 10th, 1945, confirming my instructions from our Chicago office. The story fits perfectly. This is it, Mr. Badeau, where you get off.
How did Knox decide that Badeau was his man? In a minute, Knox will tell us how, but first...
had not done much traveling in this country, Mr. Badeau did not realize that there is no train service through from east to the west coast. There is always a break in Chicago where one has to change to another train. So when Mr. Badeau declared he had not been off the train and had come through from New York, I was pretty convinced that he was my man. And as it turned out, I was right.